with the travel declaration forms. They will help them fill those out. Our officers will also, for those people who were able to test prior to coming and have proof of that negative test, they will present that to our officers. And our officers will also, for those folks who have the negative test, our officers will provide those people with the voucher for the second test that the state is offering as well. For those people who do not have a test and who need to test and came in from out of state, they will be directing them to what is affectionately being called the Corona Cares Van, which will be Search's testing site at the airport. It'll be set up in the parking lot, and they will have between 2 and 3 people on site at all times in appropriate PPE, and they will instruct people on how to self-swab. They will also, for those who may not be able to, they will have appropriate PPE to be able to assist with a swab if necessary. So right now, the test results, we are for the general public coming in, we will not be able to do a rapid test. The test results will be flown out to Anchorage on the next available jet to the state lab. And unfortunately, the state lab is saying it will take a minimum of 24 hours to get those results back once the tests have arrived in Anchorage. So they are telling people between 48 and 72 hours for test results. Folks are required to self-quarantine in between the time they arrive and that they have the test and that the test results come in. Something new and very good to hear today is that fishermen who are coming in from out of state, no matter by what mode, whether it's by air or by water, may go to the airport and do the travel declaration. And if they note that they are a fisherman from out of state, they will be allowed to have the Cepheid rapid test used on them. We have a very small number of Cepheid tests. And so, and the state provided that Cepheid machine to us specifically for fishermen. And so once they identify as a fisherman, the Cepheid rapid test will be administered on them, and they will need to self-isolate or quarantine, but their results will come back in about an hour. And that allows them to get back to work because they are part of critical workforce infrastructure. Again, I want to remind everyone that the state, for everyone who is coming in, is handing out a voucher for people to, and they are required to come back and test. If you are in the state for 7 to 14 days, you are asked to come back and take a secondary test after the 7 to 14 day period, because what that does is that confirms that you didn't acquire, should confirm that you did not acquire COVID-19 on your trip up after you tested negative. Or it helps check if there was a false negative, as Mr. Jessup, who testified earlier tonight, mentioned. So that's what's going on right now. The search folks and our EOC manager and our police will be at the airport tomorrow at 2 o'clock to do a dress rehearsal. So break a leg to our folks doing their testing run through tomorrow. And we're sure they're going to be ready to go on Friday and or Saturday morning. And my hat's off to everyone, search and our staff, who stepped up, worked through all of this and got stuff ready in an inordinately short amount of time so that we can be open for business, as everybody so eloquently talked about being so important this evening in their testimony. So that's great news. Does anybody have any questions about the airport testing protocol and the fisherman testing protocol?
Did we get any? Go ahead, Ann.
Lisa, who's doing the secondary test? Do they go back to the airport for that?
They will be provided with testing information, and probably the better thing, if they are here in Wrangell still after that time period, will be to go to make an appointment and go through at the trailer at the clinic. Is probably the better thing, but that it can also be used if they are in Alaska but aren't here. There is public health is putting together a list of testing locations, because visitors are coming and traveling around the state. They can have that test done. The voucher is good for any testing location in the state.
Oh, okay, that's good.
Lisa, are we getting any further on testing at the harbors or the ability to respond to people who are coming by boat up through the Inside Passage to provide tests for them?
So the testing for non-fishermen, just, you know, let's say somebody traveling up on their yacht, they need to, that has not been identified yet, that there's still a gap. There's still a gap, and I'll need to get back to you on that.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Any other
questions? Give me a moment to make a note so I don't forget about that, to report back the next time.
Anybody else, any other questions for Lisa? Caleb, I'm going to get you to hold. This is an assembly update, so if you'd like to get a hold of Lisa after it, we'll let you ask your question then.
So, Mr. Mayor, I want to let the assembly know I am in the process of putting together a written report that outlines things in more detail, but I'm going to give you an update on the alternate isolation site that we are preparing to have. We're working the final details on a lease agreement with Harding Sourdough Lodge. Actually, we got proposals from two different entities, Trident and the Sourdough Lodge, and the Sourdough Lodge, both in price and in the ability to separate individuals within the facility with private rooms and more private baths, seemed to be a far safer and less costly alternative. So we're working through those details right now. We are figuring out what we need to do to get insurance in place for that. We are working to get cameras in place and have our police do security checks and to make sure that security is in place. Captain Spray is working with one of our city staff. What we're planning on doing is bringing a member of our Parks and Rec staff that is on full time to be able to assist management of the alternate isolation site. So that is being put into play right now as well. And we have, there were some behind the scenes things going on about, especially because concerns were raised in Petersburg about shelters and homeless shelters, et cetera. So Captain Spray was able to get absolute confirmation today from FEMA that our shelter, that our non-congregate shelter that we are putting together, does qualify for a fish processor or a fisherman or a visitor coming into town that does not have a domicile in the community to be sheltered if they test positive in the alternate isolation site. So that's great. We also did get confirmation today that we do not have to have somebody FEMA trained to be running the shelter. However, we do have training set up for June 12th to take place. So that's also good information. So things are moving along very quickly. We do not, we unfortunately will not be able to have stuff set up tomorrow, but Captain Spray and I have talked through what we're calling the ripcord option. If for some reason one of the seafood processors that was recently tested should test positive, or we would have a fisherman with a rapid test positive in the next couple of days, we've got an alternate option set up to house people. So we'll, we do have a fallback position if necessary. And I think the only other thing I have is AML sent out a survey, the Alaska Municipal League sent out a survey to those of us in the Southeast cruise ship ports, asking for expectations and tolerances related to very detailed items of small ship cruising. Wrangell responded to that, in addition to a number of the other Southeast ports, most all of the Southeast ports. Those, the results of those surveys were summarized and included in an updated version of the letter that the assembly approved. And that letter has gone out today and it has been forwarded to industry. It's been forwarded to the state, to Commissioner Crum, the letter acknowledges that not all municipalities were able to approve the letter and have varying degrees of sign on to different parts of that. And so I just wanted to let you know that letter's out there, and we will be forwarding that to the assembly. And it looks like the mayor has an update there.
No, sorry, someone just came into the room. Noah, sorry about that.
Okay, I just wanted to make sure I wasn't talking over you there, Mr. Mayor. I see that Captain Spray is on the line. I don't know if there's any additional update that you might have, Captain Spray.
No, Lisa, I think you covered all that I would have added in there about the COVID condos. And yeah, everything is moving forward on that. And I'm excited to hear about the FEMA information today. And I hope the assembly is excited about that as much as I am. So it just opens a different avenue for us. So
yeah, what Captain Spray is talking about is that opens us up to request FEMA reimbursement for this as a response item rather than having to maybe take all of it out of our CARES Act funding. So that's a good thing. That can be a savings for us in one area for sure.
Thank you very much, Lisa. Thanks, Dorianne. Does anybody have any questions? Okay. Any other parting thoughts for this Thursday night? Thanks, guys. I think we will call it an evening at 6:34 p.m. Appreciate everybody coming out.
Thanks, everybody. Appreciate
it. Thank you.